This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, I guess all our minds and hearts are with Palestine this week, and many people are asking, what can we do about it? Right? Unfortunately, we live in a time in which the Ummah is in a state of political weakness. I mean, at most other points in history, it's quite obvious what we could do about it, right? And we do what Salahuddin Ayyubi did. But we don't have that power. And this is a test for the Ummah, not just for the people of Palestine. It's a test for the Ummah to see the Holy Land and our beloved brothers and sisters in Islam being under attack and oppressed in this way, and being powerless to do anything about it politically or militarily. So, what can we do about it? Well, there are a few things that we can still do. Of course, number one is to make dua, and really every single one of us should be making dua for Palestine, for Jerusalem, for the return of strength and political power to the Ummah. We should be making these du'as every single day. We should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. We should never lose hope in the fact that the final victory is for the believers, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn things around for the believers at any moment. So du'a should be number one. Number two, if you have the means, send aid to the people of Palestine. If you know of any organizations, reputable organizations that are organizing aid for the people of Palestine, donate as much as you can. This is, for many of us, the most that we can do. Another thing that we can do, number three, is if you know of any businesses in your community or online that support Zionism, boycott them. Boycott them, inform others about them, and make sure the community boycotts them. Make sure that they feel the economic pressure of siding with oppression and apartheid against the believers. So make sure that you do not in any way support any businesses that are aiding in the oppression of our Muslim brothers and sisters. And finally, number four. And this is something important that we can do today that we couldn't do 20 or 30 years ago. If you are active on social media and you see propaganda against Islam, against the Palestinians, if you see these lies, and there are a lot of different types of lies being propagated against the Palestinians online, don't stay quiet. Don't stay quiet. Explain the truth. Let people hear and see the other side. Give the alternative story. Let people know what's really going on. You see, 30 or 40 years ago, the Zionists controlled all of the media, and they could get away with telling lies, and there was no way for anyone to say they were wrong. But now, because of the internet, we do have some level of power and freedom to push back against this. It's not complete. Honestly, a lot of these social media sites will suspend you or delete your account if you come across too harshly. But it's still better than the past where we didn't have any way of expressing this. So go hard on it. Go hard. Do not allow this propaganda to spread without any resistance. Yes, many of us cannot be there to help our brothers and sisters in person. But online, we can defend their honor. We can defend them against the lies that are being promoted against them. We can defend them against the propaganda of their enemies. I understand what's going on is that they have been all this time, and they continue to demonize Palestinians and Muslims to a level that others don't see us as human anymore. Because if other people don't see you as human, then not only will they turn a blind eye when you are massacred, but they will cheer it on. And that's exactly what they want. So we have to push back against this, and we have to push back hard. If you have any kind of social media presence, use it to promote the truth about what is happening in Palestine. Do not be afraid. This is your contribution to the resistance. Do not allow the apartheid Zionist oppressors to win. Do whatever you can to assist your brothers and sisters in Palestine. Make dua for them. Send aid their way. Whatever you can afford to send, send it their way. Boycott any businesses and political parties that support them. And finally, be a voice of truth online and make sure you are countering the propaganda that is spreading online against them. If we do this much, then inshallah, you know, beyond that, it is in Allah's hands. Allah is the one who sends miracles. Allah is the one who turns the tide. Allah is the one who allows great leaders to rise up in these lands. And we ask Allah for it. We ask Allah to allow a great Muslim leader to rise up from amongst the oppressed and to lead this ummah to dignity and victory and political power once again. And this is again a reminder and a sign to all of us that this ummah needs political power. Some Muslims seem to think that we're doing fine without a khilafat. No, we're not doing fine without a khilafat. We're not. Not at all. We can't do anything about situations like this. The Muslims need political power. We need a means and mechanism to keep the enemies of Islam out of our lands and to keep our people safe. And so we really need to start thinking deeply about practical ways to revive Islamic political power in that region so that Muslims can be strong again. And I firmly believe it's possible. It is possible because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on our side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to put in the work. He wants us to think deeply. He wants us to come up with the solutions, and then he will aid us. But we have to find ways. We have to start talking about this topic. We have to start brainstorming. We have to start thinking out of the box. We have to start figuring out ways for this ummah to return to the state of power it was in for the bulk of its history. It's been almost 100 years since this ummah fell into a state of weakness. We ask Allah that this ends soon and that the revivers of Islam come from amongst us and that we see in our lifetime a return to power and a return to glory and a return to dignity and a return to safety and peace for this ummah. So please make dua for the people of Palestine. Please make dua for your Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world who are oppressed, and please make dua that Allah returns this ummah to a state of power and dignity so we can protect ourselves and so that Muslims can live in peace in Darul Islam and that they have a means and mechanism to keep the enemies out of that land. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.